Unit 17. An amusing day on a building site.
You worked on a building site as a student?
Yes. Well, for two Easter holidays in consecutive years. And you always get a range of very funny characters on building sites. I mean, you get sort of poetic old Irish chaps, you know, and I had some very nice times sitting down at the bottom of holes while they recited poetry in Irish to me, you know. And the gangers, yes. Or what are they, sort of head labourers, mm-hmm. Were usually Irish too, or always Irish,
yes.
You know, so one could get away with this, you know, quite a lot. Mm-hmm. Another type that you always get are, you know, what we call on them, hard men. You know, sort of chaps who reckon they're terrifically tough, you know. Yes. One thing that's particularly difficult, I find particularly difficult, is running with a very heavy load in a wheelbarrow over planks, yes, okay. Which have been laid across, yes. Holes. Because, of course, you know, where they join the two planks, they overlap. They, yes. Don't actually just join neatly together. So, and there was a whole series of these, you know. And you start off, and you have to have quite a lot of speed to be able to bump up over the end of the plank.
Yes.
And then you hair along this very narrow plank over about a 15-foot drop into muddy water. And as you get towards the middle of the plank, of course, it sags, yes. Tremendously. Especially if you have some very heavy load, like wet concrete or something like that. And I'm thinking of a time I had a load of wet concrete, and it sags towards as you get to the middle, and then when you start coming off or towards the other end,
it flicks,
it suddenly sort of whips up,
yes.
And that's quite good because it helps you over the next bump. But if your arms aren't very strong, you know, you find you're waving all over the place, and you're really worried about, you know, keeping your balance and keeping the thing on the plank,
yes.
And sometimes you're so worried about that you reduce speed and you can't get over the next bump,
and
you're left there stuck on a plank, you know,
yes.
And you've got to go back very slowly. Well, after a while, I got the knack of getting actually along the planks and over the bumps.
Mm-hmm.
But one particular time, you had to do that over about four planks, and then you came to a hole, deep hole in the ground, that had very, very soft edges.
Yes.
You know, because it'd been raining a lot. And they'd laid a sheet of plywood,
mm-hmm.
beside it to enable you to run the wheelbarrow onto the plywood and tip it up.
Yes, I see.
You see?
Yes.
So that all the liquid cement would slide down into the hole.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to do it quite accurately because there was an Irish labourer at the bottom of this hole.
Ready to spread it.
Yes, and he was waiting there with a shovel, ready to spread it. And also in one corner of the hole, there was a deeper other hole, you know, for collecting the rainwater and stuff, a kind of sump.
Yes.
So, the very first time that I tried on this hole, I worried about it. You know, then I started off, I haired along, the planks whipped me up and down as though I were on a helter-skelter. I made it over all the bumps with my hair standing on end. I came up to this piece of plywood, threw the handle of the wheelbarrow up in the air, grabbed them, ready to tip it out. But the wheelbarrow slid along on the guard, you know,
yes,
the guard which,
yes.
Covers the wheel, slid along on that, and I couldn't stop it. And the whole wheelbarrow and load of cement disappeared over the edge, down into the hole, hit the water in the sump, splashed back out again, and completely covered this poor Irish chap that was down the bottom. You know, so I looked over the edge, and there was just this grey, completely grey sort of statue standing there with the shovel in its hand, you see. Well, the hard man who was on that building site, you know, was quite a young chap and, you know, quite friendly to me, really.
Yes.
And he said, you know, here, I'll show you how to do it.
Yes.
So he started charging off across the planks. And he really was strong, you know, and he was very good at that sort of labouring job.
Yes.
There is a knack to it. And he charged over these planks, the same whipping up and down, you know, the hair streaming back, came to this piece of plywood, tipped it up, exactly the same thing happened. It slid along, it went bonk into the sump, all the concrete went all over the air, and the Irish chap who had just wiped it out of his eyes and a little bit out of his hair was suddenly completely covered again with a double layer. Well, you know, I was looking over the edge and the second chap was looking over the edge. We were completely dumbfounded. And this chap just stood there completely still without moving, you know, so, you know, as though it had set already. Completely still, you know. And then he just wiped it out of one eye with his forefinger and flicked it to the ground, and wiped it out of the other with his forefinger and flicked it to the ground, and just stood there looking up at us. And then he lifted his shovel up in the air, he threw his shovel down the sump as well, started to climb out, you know, or climbed out, disappeared out the gate, and we never saw him again. He never came back.
Oh dear, that's hilarious.